Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Browns practice throughout the week right now on our YouTube channel. I don't know why.
It got me.
I don't know.
I turned on my mic to speak first, and then I looked at JP, and he looked like he wanted to do a read, and I was like, I kind of motioned to him, and he just went, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody
it's just
was
a read. I don't know.
Very
don't know.
Excited to do a read there.
You're so excited. Daryl Ryder recapping each and every practice and game while featuring the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability as well as on-the-field action. Subscribe to the 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube now to get all the latest from Daryl Ryder and the Browns all throughout the football season.
The lead coming up in 15 minutes. Obviously, we'll continue to talk a lot about the Browns as they get ready for the Raiders game on Sunday. The Lakers thing's wild, though. Just as a quick aside, the fact that Jeannie Buss is going to remain the team governor and oversee day-to-day operations of the team under new ownership. It was supposed to be the case with Mark Cuban, and then it wasn't allowed. And
which is kind of what we thought would happen here with Jeannie as well, where you just kind of then get shuffled out the way it's supposed to go.
But what's wild is that Mark Walters, the new Lakers owner, fired her brothers, Joey and Jesse. And the only way you can take that, no matter whether you cover the Lakers day by day or not, is that Jeannie totally was like, hey, just so you know, when you, as part of buying this, can you get rid of those idiots? Because I don't know if you've done any reading into the Buss family squabble since Dr. Jerry Buss died.
Well, yeah.
It's intense.
It is intense. Well, and I have that stupid Netflix show that was basically like trying to be the Buss family. But
that's part of the tension.
I have that in my brain because the brothers were just such nincompoops.
Yep.
They were such idiots. And so in my mind, I just think to myself, I'm like, of course they got fired. I'd fire them too.
Also,
bunch of idiots.
But of course they're pissed because that's how they're being portrayed in a show that her sister's kind of spearheading. That's not great. Still funny.
Very funny.
Very funny. Now, that being said, I got three kids. I got one that's a couple years away from college.
Oh, I thought you were just going to surprise me right there. I got one on the way.
No.
I was like, Nick.
Now, don't you put that evil on
what
me, Ricky
happened?
Bobby. I think you know what
one
happened.
One got past the goalie.
I think you would know what happened. Big Daddy likes to get down. That's what would happen. So I'm always looking like, you know, hey, is there a way to pick up extra scratch? Is there a way, any other way to kind of just get a little extra cheddar, given it's expensive on these streets to have a family? Somebody sent something, a family member sent this to me last night, and I think they were joking, but I'm not entirely sure. Have you seen the mukbanging videos?
Okay, so I'm aware of what mukbanging is, but I almost feel like we need to... Should I give you my definition of it first, and we'll see if it's close?
Yes, because I think it's important that the audience is going to hear mukbanging, and if you're not familiar with it, you might take it one way. What is your definition?
It sounds very, very sexual. Yes,
yes it does.
So it's just you basically eat a lot of food on the internet, and you live stream it, and then you talk as you eat.
Yes. Yes, that's pretty much my understanding of it.
Okay, and I've seen it now. Does it have to be a live stream or no? Like, do the people I watch on TikTok that have a bunch of food that they eat?
I'm pretty sure it's got to be. I don't know it has to be live stream, but I'm pretty sure like that's the most popular content.
Okay, but it's a lot of food. It's an absurd amount of food.
So there is the extreme eating, which is one thing that can be done. There's like different, there's like if you have like a spicy food challenge, there's like a bunch of little
buckets. Okay, that falls into it as well.
So you can do a lot of like different stuff.
Basically,
ASMR.
Food is your genre.
Yes.
Okay. So,
but oh, by the way, lifestyle stuff within the food.
Can you be sports talk and food, or does that not work?
So they do have storytelling and lifestyle content as well.
But like, can you be exclusively like I'm the sports mukbanger?
I think you can. I don't know. I like, does it can. Play? Like,
well,
like
I wouldn't you just want to be. I wouldn't just want to limit myself to just sports mukbanging.
Well, so you know how like now they have live streams of people that like sleep.
Yeah.
So like people do live streams of them just sleeping for 8 hours and then they get up and then that's the live stream and people like thousands of people will watch these things. So like people love just, I don't know, just kind of watching people go about their day. For some reason, it's wildly fascinating to people.
You know, this is not too far. I've said at Nick Wilson does the idea for an OnlyFans for Nick Wilson. I wouldn't make the tawdry content. I'm a married man and happily so. But I could see myself having a OnlyFans where I just shirtless eat pizza and talk sports.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
I think this might be the less.
Like, well, I don't know that you need an OnlyFans for that. Can't you just do the mukbanging on I don't know,
yeah,
Twitch
but
or something?
The subscription based part of this would be very nice too.
Well, we can give out super
I'm
chats.
Pay,
we can do all sorts of things.
$12.99 a month to watch Nick do this with great regularity. That feels a little more committed. But I think the fan might have a problem with me on OnlyFans, where if just on Nick Talk, and Nick Wilson says if I mukbang. Wham, bam.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcast.
Thank you, ma'am.
No, we agree with that. Yeah, I feel like you being on OnlyFans might cross a line that people aren't interested in. Not like the people here that work. I'm sure there's people that are interested in what you do on OnlyFans. Yeah. I mean, like the people, like your employment here might have an issue with that.
Yeah, because there would be people interested, just so you know.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
I mean,
obviously.
Look at these shoulders.
Not discrediting
kind of
that.
Kind chest hair, you know what I'm talking
obviously
about
obviously, there's some people that would be interested. But
I like the way you said some people there. But
the bosses here may not be 100% interested in that. So, all right, so how do we start this venture for yourself then?
I mean, I think I just get two pizzas and
just see how it goes.
Go on Nick Talk Live. Yeah.
All right, that's a good start.
You think they'd be mad here? If they, because they're going to hear mukbang, they're going to get concerned because they don't know what it means, and then they're going to see the content.
Well, I don't think you have to like outwardly say mukbanging all the time on it. I think it just kind of it just exists, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'd never heard the guy in the video that somebody sent me, which is where this suggestion came from. He didn't use the M word at all.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Just go on there and just eat and see what happens.
He treated it kind of like a pejorative when somebody popped up calling it. Oh, this is my favorite M-word content. He seemed a little offended by it.
I mean, if anything, you just seem like you're eating a lot of food while just talking about sports.
Yeah, like I feel like the only real change for me here is there's just be a camera on. I eat a lot of food.
There's not much of a difference
sports.
between the breaks, what's going on.
I mean, we edit ourselves a little bit there.
Well, I mean, we eat.
Yeah.
We talk.
By the way.
That's the show.
I don't think I'd be first on the moon on this. I think Baskin and Phelps already do it.
That's right. I got a lot of videos of the three of them, essentially.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw that in the mix.
Yeah.
Baskin already waits for the camera.
I was going to say, like, would Andy get mad at me for stealing his bid if I'm out here monetizing mukbanging?
If you're not, somebody should be. I guess people are.
I don't know what that response means.
Well, people obviously are doing it. It's got a term on the internet. People are obviously doing it.
216-474-0092.
I'm not in depth on a mukbanging conversation.
I feel like you're on. Baristas doing stripteases.
I don't qualify. Here's why I don't qualify. In order to be a good mukbanger, you either have to be. I don't want to offend you now. You either have to be a larger human.
Oh no.
Thank you. You've given me the pass to say fat. So you either have to be fat.
The what pass?
The Peterlin pass.
Oh, darn right.
The Peterlin pass.
Or you got to be one of those guys that looks so incredibly in shape that it feels like when they're doing it, it's like, oh, geez, I didn't even know this guy ate food ever. You know, but they're like so jacked and they're so in shape that it becomes comical that they're eating that much food. And so you got to be one or the other. And I don't fall in either one of those buckets.
One suggestion is I might not be fat enough.
to be a very successful mukbanger. Right?
Wow.
They're like, you're a big guy, but you're not that fat. I don't know what that fat is.
Now you just put me in a no-win situation.
What's your answer? Am I too fat? Am I the right amount of fat?
I think you're the right amount of fat. I think you are. I think you're the perfect amount for a mukbanging experience.
Yeah. 216.
I want to see a guy like you be a mukbanger.
216-474-0092.
The perfect amount. I look at the screen on there, and I'm like, this fits.
Is this a viable option?
This makes sense to me.
To make a little extra... A little extra cheddar. Keith just texted us. I was just about to text you a shot at the midday show. I was going to say, they want to get on the internet, right? They want to be broadcast from 10 to 2. Maybe if we agree to put some of their mukbanging stuff out there, they might also.
Also not fat enough is the problem there. Baskin and Phelps not fat enough for this discussion.
What was that look? Well, because you got to, part of it, you got to take off the shirt and show the belly. Both of them have a little belly.
Oh, they're not fat enough, man. Pew, 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 pew.
You're not fat enough.
Thank you. But you want to see somebody that is like knocking on the doorstep of will this burger take them out?
This is like sumo wrestling. You've got the heavyweights. You got the bantam weights. Jeff and Andy would be bantam weight guys.
That's a 12-pack of Krispy Kremes, and I don't know if he's going to make it through all 12. That's what you want with your mukbangers.
Well, thank you for your vote of confidence. The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.